Outdoor Adventure of the Week, Historic Ildora. When you hear people talk about Ildora here in Boulder County, nearly everyone's mind goes to the same place, Ildora Ski Resort. But have you ever been to the historic town of Ildora just below the popular ski resort? Admittedly, there isn't a whole lot to be found here, as many of the town buildings are shuttered with a few newer cabins and homes scattered around the valley, but if you are up for a snowshoe adventure, this is the spot for you. A one-time gold mining camp, Ildora is neatly tucked back into Roosevelt National Forest. It was added to the U.S. National Register of Historic Places in 1989 and receives more than 300 inches of snow every year. Mountain lions, black bear, coyotes, red foxes, mule deer, and elk are all known to be roaming in and out of this area. After passing through this historic little town, you will soon run into a big pile of snow right in the middle of the road. If you don't believe me, have a look at the above photo. Yep, that is the road, but don't be alarmed. This might be as far as the road gets maintained, but luckily for you, this means it is time to park up and get those snowshoes out. But be careful, local residents with capable cars will still be driving up that unmaintained road to their homes, so keep an eye out if you are on the road. What to bring? Snowshoes plus poles. Water, or even a thermos of hot cocoa to warm up along your trek. Sunglasses, layers, it can get quite windy in this valley. Hiking boots, warm and waterproof for trudging through the snow. Gloves, close bracket. Camera, getting there, take CO-119 from Boulder, through Needleland and turn right onto CR-130. Follow for 3 miles until you reach Ildora, continuing through until you see the pile of snow and the sign stating that the road maintenance is ending.